Audio book of A Message of Hope from the Angels, Lorna Byrne. To the growth of peace within us all and throughout the world. Chapter 1. A message of help for these challenging times. The angel of hope is a beacon of light in all our lives. He helps to keep the light of help burning inside all of us throughout our lives. The angel told me, hope plays an enormous part in everyone's life. Hope makes the impossible possible. I was about 12 years old when an angel told me this. I have been seeing and talking with angels since I was a little baby. I see angels every day and I see them physically as I see someone sitting in front of me. Angels are my friends and companions and I talk with them all the time, sometimes using words and sometimes without words. I have no idea why I should be able to see angels and you don't. I'm just an ordinary person. I had seen the Angel of Hope previously, but this day when I was 12 was the first time that I learned who this particular angel was and how he helps us. The Angel of Hope doesn't look like any other angel I have ever seen. He looks like a massive flame. Within this very bright flame, I am shown a faint human appearance, which is masculine, and a beautiful dazzling emerald green color, holding a torch like an Olympic flame. The brightness of the Angel of Hope looks different to any other angel. I think this is because it's a light within a light. The Angel of Hope is enormous, the height of a mature tree. When I see him, he always seems to be very far away from me. So he should then look small, but he's always massive. It's quite strange, it's as if he's very far away but right in front of me at the same time, hard as that is to explain. He seems to be forever moving, turning back constantly to encourage whoever he is leading at the time with a gentle smile. His expression is one of love and encouragement. Lately I have been seeing the Angel of Hope a lot more than I would have previously. I probably see him every day. People seem to be needing hope so much at this time. All those years ago, the angel showed me a vision of the Angel of Hope at work, so that I could understand more about him. I was shown the Angel of Hope guiding soldiers through a trench battlefield. I have no idea what nationality the soldiers were. I was shown one particular soldier crawling exhausted through the mud. I could see he was injured. The Angel of Hope was moving in front of him, constantly beckoning him forward. I was allowed to see through the soldier's eyes. The soldier could not see the Angel of Hope, but he saw a light. And within this light the soldier could see those he loved, his wife and young children, his elderly parents. The Angel of Hope was giving him the strength to stay alive, encouraging him not to give up, by giving him hope of a reunion with the family he loved. "Do you understand, Lorna?" the angel said. "The Angel of Hope can't stop the war, heal this soldier, or rescue him, but he can give him the strength to make it to where he can be rescued." The angel smiled at me and continued. That soldier died in his bed many years later. I was so pleased with this news. The love that the young soldier had for his family was very beautiful. Whenever things have been difficult for me and my family, I see the Angel of Hope there, trying to give me encouragement. This is in addition to my guardian angel and the other angels who will be around me helping. I remember one particular period being very stressed and worried about whether my husband, Joe, would get a job. He had been sick for a long time and off work but was now well enough to work. This was the 1980s in Ireland, though, things were tough, and jobs were hard to find. We had three children to feed, and I used to worry desperately. I kept on seeing the Angel of Hope, in the distance, turning toward me and smiling in encouragement. He kept the hope burning inside of me that Joe would eventually be successful in getting one of the jobs that he had applied for. It was quite a while before he did, and I was almost despairing but not quite. Seeing the Angel of Hope kept me going throughout this difficult period and helped me in giving encouragement and support to Joe. Joe was eventually successful in finding employment. The importance of hope should never be underestimated. With hope in our heart, we can do so much. I know a family whose second child was born with severe genetic difficulties. The doctors had told the parents that there was only a small chance their little girl would walk. The first time I saw this child, she was about 9 months old. As her parents chatted to me with her in her father's arms, they were surrounded by angels who were very tall, a bright translucent, white and gave a female appearance. I could vaguely see wings. As with all angels, they were extremely beautiful. One of the angels told me, without words, that this family would not give up help, that this child would walk, no matter what the doctors said. As we talked, the father put the baby on the floor, and the angels around her encouraged her to move her legs and kick. The angel of hope appeared for one moment. His light was so bright, and it was as if everything disappeared except for the parents and the child. It was as if the parents could see the light of the angel of hope and could see his encouraging smile and were being filled with the light of hope. I know that every time they encountered a problem in relation to their daughter, the angel of hope would instill in them the courage to keep going. The angel of hope is one angel, but he is there to help everyone and can be in many places at once. In this he is like an archangel. He is there, briefly, whenever people need hope to lead them on and give them courage. Of course, other angels help to give us help too. I see a guardian angel with everyone, regardless of their religion or nationality. I have never seen anyone, anywhere in the world, without a guardian angel. Your guardian angel is with you from before you are conceived until after your death and never leaves you even for one moment. It loves you unconditionally and will do everything possible to guide you through life and keep you filled with hope. Your guardian angel can let other angels in to help you too. A year or so later, I saw the child again. There were lots of adults there, and the child was being passed from one to another, the focus of everyone's love and attention. The child looked so bright to me, and the angels told me it was because of the level of encouragement the whole family was giving to the child. They were clearly all listening to their guardian angels and playing their part. At one stage, the father put the little one standing beside him. It was beautiful to see the angels encircling the child to try and keep her wobbly little legs strong, to stop them from giving under her. She is now 3 and she is walking. Not only is she walking, but they had brought her to the beach recently, and she had started to run if not very steadily. The parents and all of the family kept the light of help burning for this child. They helped her to walk and are now hoping she will learn to talk properly too. This child is a beacon of hope, and the light of this hope has lit up the family, filling them and giving them hope in other areas of their lives. And it's not just the immediate family, the wider family and neighbors have been inspired and filled with hope as a result of this example. I see a lot of angels holding lights, in front of people, helping, to encourage them. I see angels all of the time working hard to give us hope. I was sitting in a hotel reception recently, waiting for a journalist to arrive. The angels with me told me to get up and go and sit in the lounge. There was a man sitting at a low table by the window. On the table in front of him were some papers and a laptop. There were 4 angels sitting surrounding him. One of the angels was holding a bright light, about the size of a marble, in front of the man at chest height. When I see an angel holding a light in front of someone, I know that the person is having a tough time and that the angel is holding the light to help to give them hope and the courage to keep on going. One of the angels told me without words that the man was extremely worried and stressed over his business. I have no idea what his business was. The angels were encouraging him to see a solution, and they told me there was a solution somewhere within the papers, but he was too anxious to see it. One of the angels was trying to calm him down while one of the others kept reaching out and pointing to one particular sheet of paper. When he did this, the man would reach out to the sheet of paper but didn't seem to be seeing the solution. All of the time he was writing notes and crossing things out on his writing pad. At times, the light would get brighter for a moment and, without the angels telling me, I knew that was him seeing a glimpse of a solution, a glimpse of hope, a way out of his business difficulties. I sat there for about 20 minutes, as the journalist was late. I prayed for the businessman to find the solution. My heart went out to him. He looked so stressed and concerned. As I left, I asked the four angels around the table if he would see the solution before the day was out, and I was told that he mightn't see the whole solution but that he would at least have the idea, and over the next few days he would find a solution to the problem. These days I see a lot of angels holding lights in front of people, helping to encourage them. I see angels helping to kindle hope in us all the time, hope at an individual, a community, a national, or a global level. Help often starts with the little initiatives. One evening a few weeks ago, I came across a group of neighbors cleaning up a green near where I live. It's an area which has looked grubby and neglected for a long time. As they worked, they were surrounded by angels, who were whispering in their ears, encouraging them. As I walked past one, the angel said to me, "Can you see the hope that is stirred up in these people?" I smiled and the angel continued, "Through small steps like this they can make their world a better place." The following day, I walked past the green again. I was amazed at how different it was. They had picked up the litter, cut the grass, and tidied up the flower bed. The entire place felt so much brighter. One of the angels who was there called my attention to a little blackbird that was able to find a worm in the soil they had loosened. I had seen no birds the day before. Hope brings a community together to make things better, and when it does, I see people get brighter, shine more, and then they can go on to achieve greater things. People who believe things can be changed for the better are beacons of light for us and need to be supported. Hope can be given to others. It gives strength and courage, and then hope grows. We all have a part to play in growing hope. In the past, people looked to leaders of churches, communities, businesses, countries to provide a vision of hope for the future, but now many of our leaders are struggling. They are failing to see the hope that is in front of them. They are failing to see all the ways in which we can make our world a better place to live. The angels have told me so much about help and how much we have to be hopeful about, and have showed me so many different ways in which they help to give us hope. Everything I share with you in this book is from God and His angels. This book is a message of hope that has been given to me to share with each and every one of you, to help grow the light of hope within you. Chapter 2, You Are Loved Unconditionally. The guardian angel with the little girl was enormous. It towered over her and surrounded her like a half circle curved around her, as she played in the grassy area with her tiny black and white puppy. I was walking through the grounds of Kilkenny Castle when I saw her, and as I kept walking, I kept watching. The angel did what I see many guardian angels doing with children as the child sat there having fun with her puppy. It made itself smaller so it didn't dwarf her. The guardian angel didn't give an appearance of being either male or female. It was bright and a golden amber color. The clothes that were draped over it seemed to be made of enormous oval beads, which were amber in color. Through the oval-shaped beads, I could see the light reflecting, giving the angel an appearance of unusual depth. This guardian angel's face looked extremely round and very translucent. I cannot describe the love that shone from this guardian angel's face as it looked down at the child. Its eyes were like crystal, yet full of life. A lot of the time, angels' eyes don't have a color any more than the stars have a color. But I could see a hint of that beautiful golden amber color slightly shining from this angel's eyes. I smiled, looking at the beauty of this. The guardian angel smiled back at me, knowing what I was noticing. The guardian angel knelt down beside the little girl and reached its hand out beside the child's hand to play with the puppy. The guardian angel's hands seemed to be bigger and more radiant than the rest of it. The hands were long and slender and yet enormous. They were translucent and were that same beautiful amber color. The fingers of the hand seemed to stand out, so I could see light and movement inside them. I watched the guardian angel's fingers of light moving with such gentleness, love, and care for the little girl and her puppy. I spoke to the angel without words, asking, "Can she feel the presence of your hand?" The guardian angel replied as it stretched out its hand toward the little girl's hand again and touched it, "Watch, Lorna." The child burst out laughing with excitement and giggles, and I knew straight away that the child did feel the touch of her guardian angel's hand. I continued walking, moved by what I had seen. The little girl had Down's syndrome, and her guardian angel had been showing me how much she was loved, how well she was cared for. To angels, we are all perfect. We humans see differences, and sometimes think one person is better than another. But to angels, we are all perfect. For the first few years of my life, I saw a guardian angel standing behind everyone, but I found this very disorientating, as guardian angels are brighter than any other angel. When I was about 5, an angel told me that in the future, I would be shown guardian angels as a column of bright light behind a person. The guardian angel would only open up and show itself in what I call its full glory if there was some reason for it. I continue to see other angels physically and fully. It is only guardian angels that I am shown more often than not as a column of light. When the light of a guardian angel opens up and I am shown the love of a guardian angel for the person it guards, I am so moved. So much love and compassion radiates from them. Regardless of how you behave, your guardian angel loves you unconditionally and will not judge you in any way. They won't find fault with you or criticize you. Your guardian angel will do everything within its power without overstepping the boundary of your free will to guide you and help to make life as easy as possible for you. Your guardian angel fills your life with the light of hope. No one is unloved. If you feel that no one loves and cares for you, you are wrong. Your guardian angel is there behind every moment of your life, and is pouring its love out on you continually. I felt quite unloved as a child and a teenager. The doctors had told my parents when I was a baby that I was retarded, because I seemed to be more interested in what was going on around me watching angels than watching them. I know my parents loved me, but they rarely showed it. I think they thought that I had no feelings. Feeling the love my guardian angel had for me, and the love of the other angels around me, was extremely important to me at this time. Ask your guardian angel to allow you to feel its love, even a little of it. You can ask by talking to your guardian angel silently or aloud. I talk to my guardian angel as I do my friends. Some people prefer to write their guardian angel a note or letter. If you do this, leave it somewhere for a few days in a drawer or a place that feels appropriate to you, and then if it feels right, you can burn it. Whatever way you communicate with your guardian angel, it will hear you. If you keep asking, you will, over time, feel a joy stirring up inside of you and will start to feel better within yourself. It's as if your guardian angel, through allowing you to feel its love, allows your own self-love to grow. It takes time, though, and for most people, this is not easy. It is up to you to recognize that love stirring inside of you. Acknowledge it and say to yourself, I accept this gift. The gift of love will grow more and more within you, and then you will start to share that love with others. One of the most important things we all have to learn is how to love ourselves more. Instead of seeing all the imperfections within yourself, you need to see the beauty within yourself. You need to learn to see yourself as your guardian angel sees you. You need to allow yourself to see the sweetness, the compassion, the love that is within you. You may not think you are good enough, you may even use the word hopeless about yourself, but however you judge yourself, your guardian angel is so proud of you. Your guardian angel is there, behind you every moment of your life. I have often seen a guardian angel trying to help the self-love of the person it is guarding to grow. It is very beautiful to see. The guardian angel, who is, of course, so much bigger than the person it is guarding, bows over the person and slowly and gently brings its right arm in front of the person at heart level. With its hand open wide, the angel makes circular motions in front of the area of the heart. This can go on for several minutes, but sometimes lasts only a few seconds. One guardian angel I saw doing this to a young woman told me he was opening her up to love herself, helping her to experience good and positive feelings and thoughts about herself. Your guardian angel will also call in the help of other guardian angels, so the people they are minding will pay you compliments, or give you a pat on the back. This is why it is so important not to ignore compliments or presume they are false, and to thank the person who has paid you the compliment. Your guardian angel will also try and stop people saying insulting or hurtful things to you, but as everyone has free will, the angels don't always succeed. If you don't love yourself, ask your guardian angel for help to love yourself as your guardian angel loves you. I have met so many men, women, and sad to say children who don't know how to love themselves or others. Millions of people around the world don't know how to love because they have never been taught to love. Children of today are learning how to express anger, impatience, and jealousy, how to express emotions that help them to get their own way, but are not learning about love. It's as if many people have forgotten how to love. Love is inside each and every one of us, but we have forgotten how to express it. Children need to be shown that it's okay to love, and to be shown this both in the home and in the wider community. Children learn so much from example. The little gestures like a gentle touch of the hand, an embrace from one parent to the other when they come home, the gift of a flower are so important. These little expressions of love can be simple, and yet are so significant. Children are watching you carefully for signs of love, and when they see them, they too experience love. It nurtures and helps grow the love that dwells inside them. We should never underestimate the transformative power of love. Love can change people so much and has the power to change the world we live in into a wonderful place. Children are our future, so it is vital we teach our children to love both by showing them by example, and by talking about the importance of love. Children are everyone's responsibility, not just their mothers and fathers. As we all teach children how to love, we will all learn more about love and open more to love ourselves. Throughout our lives, regardless of our age, we have to be shown love. When we are shown love by anyone, even a stranger, it stirs up the love within us and makes it stronger, shining through us. The potential for love is limitless. We are all capable of giving and receiving unlimited love. Loving one person does not mean you have less to give to another. No one is unlovable or undeserving of love, regardless of how you might judge their past actions, and no one is incapable of love. Love stirs up compassion within our hearts and helps us to reach out and help each other. This precious gift of love dwells within each and every one of us, and whether we realize it or not, we yearn for love. Ask your guardian angel to help open your eyes to start to see the expressions of love all around you in your home, your workplace, on the street, in shops, anywhere and everywhere. Help children and adults around you to see these signs of love also. I hug almost everyone I meet. I have met many people, men, women, and children, who rarely have been hugged, not even as a child, by their parents. Sometimes when I have hugged someone, they don't know what to do and have held back, wondering if it's okay to be hugged. Sometimes I have to reassure them with words that it is safe. Then I slowly feel them embrace me. It's as if they are drinking in the love that I am giving them freely and they are feeling it for the first time in their life. I feel so sad when I feel this with anyone. It's so sad to think that they are so unaware of the precious gift of love that is within them. I was in a hotel in Dublin one day. I had gotten there early for an interview and was sitting in a quiet corner sipping a glass of water. A woman came over to me and told me she had seen me talking about angels on TV. She introduced herself as Stephanie and asked if she could talk with me for a few minutes. She was surrounded by angels, and right behind her was the light of her guardian angel. There were four angels fussing around her, touching her hair, trying to give her comfort and keep her calm so she could talk to me. I didn't know at the time what the problem was, as they didn't say anything to me and her guardian angel didn't open up. She sat down and started to talk straight away, telling me of her two teenage children, a boy of 13 and a girl of 15. She told me her daughter had told her that she hated her and wished she was dead. Stephanie wept as she told me that her daughter regularly screamed at her, telling her she was no good, that she hadn't got a clue. She compared her mom to other moms, saying that hers was the ugliest mom in the world and that all her school friends' mums were wonderful. For 2 years her daughter had constantly been running Stephanie down, saying unbelievably horrible things. Stephanie was completely broken, she was shattered. Her daughter had stripped her of all her confidence and belief in herself, both as a mother and as a person. It had reached a stage where Stephanie was so anxious and upset that she couldn't sleep, had to take time off work, and had been prescribed medication for depression. Unfortunately, her husband was of little help or support. Stephanie also told me rather shamefacedly that she screamed and shouted back at her daughter, that she couldn't seem to control herself. As Stephanie talked, the angels were talking to me, without words, as well. They told me I was to ask Stephanie an important question. I took a deep breath and did as they asked. When did you last tell your daughter that you loved her? Stephanie looked at me with astonishment, replying, "She's my daughter. She knows I love her." I took Stephanie's hand and waited a little before replying, "As the angels were telling me to." "Are you sure she does? Think back to when your daughter was a child. How much love did you show her? How often did you take her in your arms and hug her tightly, telling her you loved her, telling her how precious she was?" Stephanie looked at me with a confused expression. "My mother never did that. My mother never told me she loved me, but she was my mother, so I know she must have loved me." The angels were talking to me all the time as I replied, "Your daughter is crying out for your love. Strange as it may seem, it is love that she is actually showing you, but you don't recognize it. Who else could she say all those horrible things to? Who else could she tell all the frustrations and confusions she feels as a teenager?" I continued, "Try to stop reacting angrily to your daughter. I know it's really hard, but try and not take it personally. Start to tell her and show her the love you have for her. You may think she doesn't hear your words, but she does. Your daughter needs you. The world is a frightening place at the moment for her, and she just needs to know you're there for her and that you will never leave her." I smiled at Stephanie. "Show her your love in little ways." Stephanie looked at me with her eyes full of tears. "But I don't think I know how to do this." "Ask your guardian angel to help you," I replied. "It will help to show you little things that count, the first steps that you both need to take. Later, you can take bigger steps. Start today to show your daughter love in small ways, to reach out to her. Has she a favorite thing she likes to eat, like cupcakes? Well, make them. Don't scream and shout, just talk from your heart. Love is so powerful it can transform all things. I know you're going to get such a surprise with the love you get back from your daughter. And remember also, your son is watching everything that is going on. He too needs to know that you love him." We said our goodbyes. I prayed a lot for Stephanie and her children for months, prayers that they would let love grow within the family. I rarely remember faces, and a year or so later I was in a big department store in Dublin and a woman with a teenager came up to me and introduced herself. It was Stephanie and her daughter, whom she introduced to me as Sam. Sam was a beautiful, tall, dark-haired girl with a happy smile on her face. Stephanie told me that she had acted on what I had said that day, and had asked her guardian angel for help. She described what happened the first time she made the cupcakes Sam loved. She had been putting the icing on top when her daughter came into the kitchen. Her daughter took one and as she left the kitchen Stephanie just said, "I love you." There was no response from her daughter. Sam stood beside her as she told me this and then interrupted, saying, "I was a horrible person then. Then one day we were having a fight, and Mum again said that she loved me and I burst into tears. I told Mum that day that I never knew she loved me." Sam smiled at me and then at Stephanie, saying, "Mum, I love you." It was just beautiful to see the compassion in her face as she said this. Stephanie put her arm around Sam and gave her a big hug, saying, "I love you too." I was so happy as they went on their way. The precious gift of love is inside each and every one of us, and we all need to learn how to let this love grow so that we can reach out to others with compassion. It starts with the little things: a smile, a kind word, a hug. Inside each and every one of us is this unconditional love, and if we will allow it, it will fill our lives with hope and compassion. People suppress love, and this lack of love can show in many ways.